The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello again and welcome as we lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley Rutherford. I'm Kyle Welch. If you've been searching for a place to be spiritually fed, you have found it. Like you, we believe the Holy Bible contains the spiritual nourishment we need to become faithful servants God requires to help grow His kingdom here on earth. This program is part of an outreach ministry from Shepherd Church, located in Los Angeles, California. Our teaching pastor is Dudley Rutherford, and we join him right now with today's message.
You see, addiction is not new, nor is it ignored by Scripture. I want to show you what's called, you can write this down, the cycle of addiction. The cycle of addiction. And before I get to that box in your notes, I want to read to you Ephesians chapter 4. But whenever you read anything in the book of Ephesians, you have to first know that the city of Ephesus, where Paul writes this letter, was a city that was known for its idolatry and for its sexual perversion. That's what it was known for. A city full of idols and a city full of sexual immorality and perversion. And Paul writes these words. Look at them. Verse 17. You must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their what? They've lost their minds. Verse 18. They are darkened in their understanding. And they are separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to what? The hardening of their what? Their hearts. Verse 19, having lost all sensitivity, and they have given themselves over to sensuality as to an indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for what? For what? For more. That's the cycle of addiction. First, you twist the things of God in your mind. I know that's what the word says, but I'm going to live my life this way, or that's not what it really says. And so we twist God's word. And then we engage in destructive behavior, which then causes one to be alienated from God. And when you're alienated from God, then your heart becomes even more hardened. And then you become desensitized and calloused until eventually, step five, you're a full-on addict with a continual lust for more. Why? Because there's no satisfaction, no real satisfaction. You end up losing control to the addiction. It's like a drunk driver driving a car. He looks like he's driving, but he's not the one that's in control. And that story usually ends in some destructive event. Now, for a few brief windows of time, you might have a couple of seconds where you wake up and you say to yourself, I need to stop. I need to change. I'm risking everything. You may even say, I got this. But reality is you gave up control a long time ago. And there are chains that will never let go of you. And what are those chains that bind? The first we talked about a couple of weeks ago, guilt and shame. It's a vicious, vicious cycle of feeling remorse for violating God's standard. And no medication can solve or fix that feeling. It only adds to the guilt. And then euphoria. That's another chain. All addictions are rooted and releasing endorphins, which mask the pain and the hurt. And the problem, of course, you know, is the law of diminishing returns, that you have to go even further to get the same kick. Whether it's gambling or sex or drugs or alcohol or shopping or video games or junk food, attempting to mask the pain or to fix the pain with pleasure, but fake and false solutions, trying to find the next high, only leaves you wanting more and more, never ever satisfied. And then you have the fear of rejection. That feeling is that if you get caught, you won't be loved anymore. And so we lie and we cheat and we make up stories every day and we deny, deny, deny. Because addicts can't stand transparency. Because if people knew the real you, you believe that you'd no longer be loved or accepted. And that's the fourth chain, the chain of loneliness. Addiction leads to isolation. And you separate yourself from your church. You separate yourself from your community. You separate yourself from healthy relationships. You separate yourself from friends and from your family. And most of the times, these chains are too difficult to deal with. They're too painful to face the truth. And so what we do is we just hang on to our sin and we hang on to our addiction. But in this series called Let Go and Let God, we want you to know that it's possible to set free and to have those chains break. We want you to know that. You say, well, how are we going to break these chains? Number one, write this down. I'm so glad you're here. Step one, you have to own your situation. The days of lying and deception need to end. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to others. Be honest and walk in truth. Probably the most difficult step is owning up to that truth. You'll never overcome the past if you're not honest about your past. A former addict said, I was being lied to, and I started lying to others. I started lying to myself, and I started believing all the lies were true. Own up to everything that's inside of you, because daylight disinfects. And the first step is to stop blaming others, stop blaming your circumstances, own up to the truth, and admit you need help. That's step number one. In fact, you can't even be helped until you first admit that. But number two, write this down. You got to come to Jesus. You got to come to Jesus. There is no victory without Jesus. Only Jesus can make a man clean on the inside. You know, all this stuff in the government, they're the ones that create all these problems. They tell us they're solving the problems, but they're actually creating problems. And then they tell us they're the ones that have the solution to the problems, but they never have the solution to any problem. Because money can't solve a problem. More government can't solve the problem. Larger government can't solve the problem. More education can't solve the problem. The only thing that cleans the man from the inside is Jesus Christ. You got to come to Jesus. The moment you surrender to God, you get down on your knees and you surrender to God, He makes you new. You get a fresh start. Your sins are forgiven. Your past is put in the past. Isaiah puts it this way. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Jeremiah 31 says that those that come to the Lord says, I will forgive their wickedness and I will remember their sins no more. God can't even remember your sins. Acts 3:19 says to repent and turn to the Lord so that your sins might be wiped out. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. And 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He's a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Ephesians 1:7, in Him we have the redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Come to Jesus. His grace is sufficient. And there is no other way. I have to share Acts 2:38. Peter said, you need to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins would be forgiven and you would receive this gift called the Holy Spirit. So the moment you come to Jesus, Jesus comes to live inside of you. The Holy Spirit resides inside of you. So you still have the flesh, but now you have the Spirit of God living inside of you. And every day with those 35,000 decisions, the flesh battles the Spirit of God. Now who's going to win that battle? The answer is whichever one you feed the most. It's not even complicated. If you had two dogs and you fed one dog every day and one dog you never fed, and they fought, which dog's going to win? The dog you fed. If you had two people and you fed one and the other one you starved half to death and they fought, who's going to win? The one who's well fed. If you have two armies at war and one army's well fed and one army has nothing to eat, which army's going to win? The one that's well fed. And so you have these two natures, every one of us. We've got the flesh and we have the Spirit of God. Which of those two natures are going to win? The one that you feed the most. So if all you do all day long is listen to worldly music, and all you do is go to worldly places, and on the internet you just view worldly things, and you're out in the clubs and you're out drinking with all your friends who are unsaved, and you never read your Bible, and you go to church once a month, the flesh will win every time, because that's who you're feeding. You got to starve the flesh to death and start feeding the Spirit of God. And so number three, write this down. You got to gather up all your resources, because you can't do this on your own. If you could do it on your own, you'd have already been victorious. If you were going into battle against a dangerous enemy and you did all the calculation, and you decided you need 200 men to go with you, get 2,000 men. Don't bring 200. Bring 2,000. And if you're in a situation with an addiction you're trying to overcome, and you think, man, if I just had 10 people that helped me, I could get through this. Don't bring 10. Bring 100. Get 100 people fighting for you. Get to church. Get to church. Not once a month. Stop coming twice a month. Don't come three times a month. Get to church every single week of your life. Say, well, okay, but I'm going on vacation next week. Oh, good, you got vacay. Good for you. Go on vacation. But when you're on vacation, find you a church on vacation on Sunday morning and get yourself to church. Read your Bible every single day. If the only Bible you get is once a week when you come to church for this hour, there is no way possible you're going to be able to withstand all of Satan's temptations the next 6-7 days. You're setting yourself up for failure. You got to get in this book every single day. You got to join a life group. Find you some new friends. New friends who are saved and who will help hold you accountable. Go to counseling. He said, well, I've tried counseling. Go again. Well, I went again. It didn't help. I went to two different counselors. Go to a third one. Rally your family. Stop hiding. Stop lying. Change the music that you listen to. Get off of social media. Stay off the telephone. Get involved in a 12-step program. Go to CPR here at the church on Monday nights at 7 o'clock. We have a ministry here at the church called CPR that stands for Christ-Powered Recovery. Monday night, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, you come. You say, well, what addictions do they help? Every addiction. You show up tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's in the building over there on the far end of the property. You get in there at 7 o'clock. You're going to walk in there. And you're going to see a whole bunch of people in there that are just like you. They're not going to look at you and go, what are you doing here? They're going to go, welcome, brother. Welcome, sister. Thanks for joining us here today. We're on a journey. We're in this thing together. You and me, we're in this thing together. We're going to get through this. Let's go through these steps together. And they will help you stay on that straight and narrow path. Find a mentor. Find someone. Talk to someone. Whatever problem you're dealing with right now, I guarantee you there's 100 people here that have been through that same problem and have overcome. Talk to them and ask them how they overcame that struggle. Start to memorize a Bible verse every single day. Pray throughout the day. Turn your radio to KKLA 99.5 FM and listen to some Christian talk radio. Go to YouTube and type in liftupjesus.com. Carry a Bible everywhere you go. You walk into 7-Eleven, just walk in there just like this. Yeah, give me a stick of gum there. Yeah, give me a stick of gum. You want a beer? Nope. If you need, carry a Bible in each hand. Here's some advice. Put the name of Jesus in your password. Now, don't make Jesus your password. What I'm saying is, whatever password you're typing in, somewhere in there, in capital letters, just add J-E-S-U-S. So every time you're logging on, you're having to type his name. Mm-hmm. Anything that is unholy, anything that's ungodly, cut it out. God's Spirit needs to rule and reign. Anything that is sinful, no mas. Put all those romance novels down. Go to Pillars Cafe and pick you up some Christian books to read. The point is, get involved in anything and everything that is holy and stay away from anything and everything that is unholy. And you watch the Spirit of God rule and reign in your life as that flesh diminishes and diminishes and diminishes. And number four, guard your thought life. And Pastor Dale talked on that last week. And so if you missed last week, go back and listen to last week's sermon. But your mind is so powerful. It controls everything that you do. I want you in your mind's eye to picture a red elephant. A big red elephant. Do you see it? How many of you can see in your mind a big red elephant? Raise your hand. You can't? Can you picture a red elephant? Okay. How many of you got that? Now, I want you to think of a little tiny yellow jelly bean. Yellow. How many of you got it? Okay, think about the big red elephant. You got it? Okay, now think of the little yellow what? Okay. You can't think about both at the same time. It's one or the other. You say, no, I can see both. No, you can't see both. Yes, I can. No, you're going back and forth. elephant jelly bean, elephant jelly bean. I got a red elephant with a yellow jelly bean in its mouth. No. That's like five different thoughts. The point is, your mind just goes boom, 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 boom. That's why it is so important that every day you get up, before you see everything in the world, you just focus in on the Word of God and let the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God. And number five, write this down. Start today. Start today. Not next week, not next month, not next year. Start today. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. God, thank you so much for today. I thank you for this church. I'm thankful that so many woke up today, in spite of a little bit of rain, and said, Lord, let's get to church. And they came, and we're in the midst of this series, and we're not just wasting people's time. We're honestly trying to deal with the issues and the pain of our past. We're trying to let go of these things so we can get up and walk in the life, God, that you've called us to live. But it requires honesty. It requires self-inventory. It requires for us to really take the time to look at what God's Word has to say. And so, God, I pray that anything in our life that is fake, anything in our life that is not real, that we would remove that and that we would begin to worship and serve the one true God of the universe. God, we thank you. We love you. I pray, Father, for anyone here today who's struggling in any kind of addiction, whatever that might be, help them to gather all their resources. Help them to get involved in Christ-powered recovery. Help them to start reading the Word of God every single day. Help them when they find these 35,000 decisions that we make to always think about, what would God have me to do? And through the Spirit of God and the Word of God and the people of God and the church of God, may we gather around that person and help them in their course of living, God, as you would have them to live. Anyone here today within the sound of my voice that does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, help them to walk through these doors over by the baptistry. The rest of us, God, I pray your blessing upon every man, woman, boy, and girl. Bring us back safely next week, we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you.
It's a blessing for us to bring this program to you every day. We exist only by our faithful partners who support us through their prayers and financial gifts. If Pastor Dudley's message has been a blessing to you, we would like to encourage you to consider joining in partnership with us so we can continue to be here every day to bless others with this important ministry. Your gifts, whether large or small, are greatly appreciated and go directly to help keep us on the air. You can find out more about supporting us by calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. That number again is 888-818-4777. We have operators standing by and ready to take your call. You can also support us by going to our website, liftupjesus.com/reach. That address again is liftupjesus.com/reach.
Hello, my name is Abe Anaya, and I am the Life Groups Director here at Shepherd Church. At Shepherd Church, we take a two-pronged approach in connecting folks with God and one another. We do that through worship services and small group Bible studies. You see, the Christian life is lived out when we are in community with one another. We call these life groups. Shepherd Church life groups are your way to experience a Bible study and Christ-centered community. We want to bring the people of our congregation together to love, serve, encourage one another as we grow to be more like Jesus. You see, Christian relationships are vital here at Shepherd. See how we are all better together by joining a life group. Our groups primarily meet in homes, but some meet in coffee shops, backyards, beaches, and even online. No matter what season of life you're in, there is a group for you. Visit us online at lifegroups.org for more information.
You're invited to experience a dramatic retelling of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus at The Passion Play. For over 30 years, thousands have seen the love of our Heavenly Father come to life through music and acting. This broadcast features uniquely gifted artists in every field, singers, actors, dancers, composers, sound and lighting technicians, camera operators, costume designers, and so much more. See the good news of Jesus come to life at the Passion Play, premiering at Shepherd Church Porter Ranch, March 23rd and 24th.
I'm Kyle Welch, inviting you to join us tomorrow at this same time as we again lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.